Subterra, Chapter 6. After getting out of the crevasse, Ace and the dog made their way through another long section of cavern before they rejoined the main service tunnel. It was hot in the tunnel and getting hotter. There were geothermal caches directly beneath the tunnel, and the air felt wet. Steam vented through small cracks in the wall, and water dripped from the ceiling. They were skirting the border of Hell's Gate. Ace was grateful for the shortcut. Hell's Gate was one place he always avoided. Ace looked down to watch the dog walking at his side. Something about its stride seemed more confident, almost as if it knew it had protected Ace, its new master, from danger, and now felt bonded to him. Suddenly, Ace didn't just want to call it Dog anymore. The little bot needed a name. He thought about it for a moment. He decided he wanted to name the bot after someone he had known in his life to honor them. Ace stopped and looked down at the dog. The dog stopped and looked up at Ace.
Hazel,
Ace said.
Your name is Hazel.
The dog cocked its head again, as if trying to process this new information. They continued walking. Ace and Hazel eventually reached a T-junction. They were close to their destination now. Taking a right would take them to a miner's compound where Deke lived in a one-room compartment. The left fork was a long tunnel that dead-ended at the site of a cave-in. Ace had found the hatch when he was exploring the tunnel to the left. When he had encountered the cave-in, it had taken him a few weeks to move enough rubble so that he could squeeze through. But when he did, he found a small metallic hatch built into the side of the tunnel. It was round and very smooth, and he guessed it would be just big enough for him to crawl through. There was no handle or obvious way to open it manually. There were symbols etched into the metal surface, but he could not decipher their meaning. It had taken a lot of begging, but Ace finally convinced Deke to go with him and investigate the hatch. Deke had complained loudly while they navigated the rubble of the cave-in, but when they made it to the hatch and he looked at the markings, he recognized them immediately. It was a pneumatic service elevator, used to send parts up to higher levels in Subterra's military wing. Deke had told Ace that the symbols on the hatch were coordinates showing the destination of this particular elevator. Ace had asked the old man if there was an elevator that could take them to the surface, but Deke had just shrugged. Deke was always evasive when Ace brought up the surface. He had once said it was all gone, but didn't say anything more about it. It was only after Deke had wiped off some dust and corrosion that he uncovered a tiny interface panel. There were no buttons or knobs visible. Deke had told Ace it was an activator module. Apparently, an electronic code was required to open it. Deke had said the code probably didn't exist anymore. When Ace pressed him further, Deke revealed that the Darva system bots had all kinds of internal codes for operating machines and opening doors. When Ace had found the dog in the grotto, all he could think about was fixing the bot, opening that hatch, and going somewhere other than the Barrens. That was months ago, and now here he was. The bot Hazel was operational, and he could open the door. All that was left was to convince Deke to go with him. Deke had told Ace old stories of the surface war. The fighting had stopped when Deke was very young, but he knew many mech pilots and scouts. He had worked in Eagle's Nest then, the hub of the military sector, mostly as a messenger, but that's how he had picked up an interest in engineering and bots. The pilots and scouts had told him stories, and Deke passed them on to Ace. In the stories Deke had told Ace, the surface was an uninhabitable wasteland, the air poisoned by toxic radiation. A layer of permahaze blocked out almost all sunlight. But Ace always argued with Deke that those stories were almost 50 years old. Things could change. He had to know. He had to see for himself. Maybe he'd use the dehydrated goat cheese as a bribe to convince Deke, Ace thought to himself. Ace could see the tunnel ahead open up into a large subterranean chamber. There were a dozen rectangular metal boxes placed in a random pattern. These boxes, 2 meters high and 6 meters long, were one-room houses for the miners. Normally, there were miners present, cooking over fire pits or sitting in small groups, drinking synthetic alcohol while they laughed and sang and told stories. But now, there was nobody there. The compartments were all dark and closed up. Where had they gone? Ace spoke.
Deke? Deke?
As he approached Deke's compartment, he commanded Hazel to sit. Hazel sat obediently. Ace moved closer, then keyed a switch on his optics, zooming in. Just then, the door to Deke's compartment swung open. Deke appeared in the doorway. He stared at Ace for a moment, but didn't speak. Ace walked towards him, reaching into his pack to pull out the dehydrated goat cheese. Deke held his hand up. Normally, Ace would see the man's toothless grin whenever they met, but now, his mouth was closed. Deke didn't wave, he just kept his hand up. And Ace suddenly got the feeling that his hand being up wasn't a greeting. It was a warning. Deke lurched out of the doorway and Ace realized someone else was there. It was a tall sentry. He held onto Deke's other hand tightly as he walked him forward. The sentry's other hand held a long metal rod. It was a weapon. Ace couldn't remember the actual name of the device, but Deke called them cattle prods. They were charged with electricity and could be lethal if dialed up to the maximum setting. Before anyone could speak, the sentry jammed the cattle prod into Deke's ribcage. Deke's body jolted violently, then he slumped to the ground. Ace had no idea if he was dead or just stunned. The sentry quickly moved towards Ace. Ace spun around. The dog was already on its feet, moving towards him. Ace looked back and saw the sentry had been joined by the Mass 7. He was stalking him slowly, matching the steady pace of the sentry. They were flanking him. Ace turned to look at Deke's prone body. He wasn't moving. Ace quickly looked at Hazel to see that she was approaching, crouched low, eyes locked on the Mass 7. The bot was twice as big as Hazel. As powerful as Hazel was, he knew she would be no match for the Mass 7. The Mass 7 continued to stalk Ace. The sentry steadily moved forward, hands gripping the cattle prod, holding the weapon towards Ace.
"Run, Hazel, run!"
Ace said, hoping the dog would somehow understand. Then Ace heard something faint. He turned to see Deke, who had pushed himself up. He was making a sound. He tried again. It was a whistle. It was a different pitch than the kill command, but Ace had no idea what it meant. Hazel turned to Deke and cocked her head, but didn't do anything. Deke tried one more time, this time a bit louder, but the sentry moved to him and shocked him again. Deke fell flat. The Mass 7 turned to face Hazel and started moving forward, jaws opening and closing, those metal incisors glinting in the half-light. Ace repeated Deke's whistle loudly and clearly. This time, Hazel locked onto Ace, who she was now imprinted to. Just as the Mass 7 pounced, Hazel darted left. She moved around the Mass 7 deftly, much more agile than the bigger bot. Then, with a final look at Ace, the dog bolted, running quickly back the way they had come. Ace watched until Hazel was out of sight. He turned to the sentry and got down on his knees, laid face down on the tunnel floor, and put his hands behind his head. He felt his optics goggles being pulled roughly off his head. He closed his eyes, waiting for the sentry to fry him with the cattle prod. But nothing happened. He looked to his right and could faintly see the fuzzy outline of the Mass 7 hovering near him. Then, he felt restraints being put around his wrists and he was hauled violently to his feet. Wherever the sentry was taking him, it wasn't going to be good.
This Subterra was created by Warren Davis and Steve Krueger. Performed by Marty Yu.